Okay, so you had another question?
Yeah, a few more. I don't know, because you got me really interested.
A few more.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, if we could limit it to two, because I have, there was actually someone else was calling with a crisis.
All right.
But I put them on hold. I mean, but it wasn't a pressing, it's not a pressing crisis, it's just a crisis.
So you're free, though, like, I can call you anytime if I need to know.
Yeah, I mean, don't call in the middle of the night, sometimes I won't answer.
Yeah, no, trust me, I'll only call you during the day. I have two questions, I'll get it done quick. All right, it's about the girl that's having the baby again.
Okay.
I want to know if... You said that the older guy is the father. Right now, the younger guy thinks that he's the dad of the baby. And he's trying to work and get an apartment, and he's going to try to marry her. I want to know if he's going to really do that, if he's going to get an apartment to marry her, or is he going to find out that he's not the dad.
Is he in his early 20s?
Yep.
I don't... It seems to me like he actually will go through with trying to provide for this child. I'm not certain what his reaction's going to be, how he's going to take the news if he does in fact find out that he is not the father.
Do you know if he's going to find out, or do you think that...
I think that's totally up to her. I don't think he'll... It doesn't seem to me that he'll find out another way.
All right. Yeah, obviously, because...
Right, I mean, I don't think the information will get to him any other way besides her. That's the way it seems to me. That's the way I see it.
All right. And can you, by any chance, tell me if her kid will be a boy or a girl?
I'm seeing a girl.
All right. Thank you. I might even give you a call back tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.